Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Sharing your Sunday with us here on LA Talk Radio. You have just entered the Divine Mind Tribe Matrix. I'm just playing. What's up, guys? Thank you so much for joining us once again here, LA Talk Radio, Divine Mind Tribe. I'm your host, Dave. And today, it's just going to be you and I. We're going to have a conversation with myself. So you're going to hear me blabber with myself. No, I'm joking around. Feel free to email anytime during the show about anything that would be relevant to what we're going to be talking about today, which is the art of letting go. Okay. I know it sounds cheesy. Okay. I've done this a lot, but there's so much more to learn in every single facet of life than you ever thought was possible. Like when you actually, choose to kind of give up or surrender being attached to a specific belief system regarding something or whatever it might be, you're open to, just being open, you'll see that that everything does eventually find, its full circle, it's harmony, and I think that especially in these days where it's a luxury to go outside the things that are absolutely mind-blowing. I thought we could take today's show and number one, obviously, like I said, open up the emails, divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. Once again, that's divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. Go ahead and email me. If you want to touch base, touch on what we're talking about today or anything else. All right, we're going to get into it, guys. Here we go. And I really want to hear your thoughts. I love your thoughts. This is fun. These are really fun shows. With everything that we've experienced collectively and individually, obviously, over the last year, has been traumatizing, absolutely traumatizing, right? Like to everybody in some way, shape, or form. There's never been an electricity in the air in the way that there is today, right? Something's really powerful, and it's the collective energy of people becoming more aware, maybe, of themselves, of how they are affecting others, of how they are treating themselves. But then you also have the opposite, where a lot of people are going into self-destruct mode. And unfortunately, with a lot of people that choose that route, it's not a peaceful path, right? So today, with just having even a moment of your time, right, I always ask myself, what's the best, if I'm going to spend 50 minutes with someone, if I'm going to spend an hour with someone, what would the best conversation, or just something that's relevant to today, that's relatable, but that can also be debatable, right? There's multiple sides to everything. But I think today, just milking the fact that we've been able to get through this, giving yourself a pat on the back for, you know, being who you are, getting through this, this time, if you're here, you know, on this planet right now, today, it's for a very powerful purpose. If you've listened to previous shows, you'll know that we've talked a lot about, you know, astrological alignments and geometrical formations and universal concepts, and so the show is, it's Divine Mind Tribe. You know, it's weird. It's a tribe of the Divine Mind. And the Divine Mind actually comes from Dr. Wayne Dyer, or it comes from the Tao. It comes from Lao Tzu, who was the author, wrote the Tao, the Tao Te Ching, and Dr. Wayne Dyer really like brought it to light in from east to into the west, and people caught on. It's really powerful stuff. It's just about, so the art of letting go, right? Huge thing in Taoism, right? Art of letting go means, doesn't mean that you don't get to enjoy or reap benefits from whatever it is that you're, that it could be, you know, for any reason. If you feel like there's something in your life that is holding you back or holding you down, even if, whether it's a belief system or whether something just doesn't resonate, this is why we are in the age of information. Do your research. Like, get down with the research. It's fun. You'll learn a lot of things. And those things can translate themselves into manifesting abundance, happiness, partners. It doesn't matter. You can do anything that you push energy towards, especially in today's world. And especially right now that we're going through a massive wealth transfer. So I'm always going to say this every show, just to put it out there. That's wonderful, and there's a lot of information going around in mainstream media. Millions and millions of people now, hundreds of them popped up and heard of cryptocurrency and seen, you know, the potential. Although we are in a massive correction right now, it's never a collapse, always a correction, right? That's a very important thing with these currencies. So, you know, something to look at. If, you know, definitely very volatile. Some of them, there are stable coins. USD, the United States has its own currency, USDC. It's like it's US, literally USDC, USD coin. So pretty interesting. Some things to look into, cryptocurrencies. Okay, you want to protect your wealth. That's a great way to do so. Letting go. How does this pertain? Because to let go, you need to know that you're taken care of. You need to set yourself up to be, whatever your preference is, you set your setting, right? You set your settings. If we can kind of grasp onto the idea of learning to let go of things, learning to let go of what people think of us, learning to let go of guilt or shame or pain, ancestral damage that's been passed down from generation to generation to generation. See, these are the things that are coming to the surface at this day and age, which is absolutely necessary. We ruled energy. There's been a masculine, always a ruling of masculine energy. But the root of creation, if you think about it, the root of creation, right? This is seven. This is the only reason I'm saying this, because it's seven in the Tao. It's said in the Tao. The root is the root of creation, also known as the mysterious feminine, right? So the root of creation is essentially a feminine being. If you think about it, that would only make sense. Everything is just a manifestation of itself in the sense of, you know, it's the feminine energy that produces life, right? The masculine energy, you know, seeds for life, sure, but okay, you get the point. But we are definitely entering an age where people are more open to you know, concepts and ideas that maybe 5 or 10 years ago wouldn't even be fathomable. And I think that that is in and of itself proof that shows a tremendous growth in the rate and the velocity of people's collective consciousness, how people think, where they place their energy. You know what's really interesting? For those of you out there, sorry, by the way, thank you if you hear the train. Thank you for understanding, you know, doing the shows remotely these days. So figured we'd set up outside and get pleasant here on the balcony, but listen to the birds in the background. But really, you know, this is the time to define for yourself what it is that you want to create. This is the time for you to define for yourself what it is that you want to do. And also, obviously, simultaneously, this would be a perfect time to mend any pain within your own heart. Forgive yourself, forgive yourself, forgive yourself. Forgive others. Really work on forgiveness. A lot of people hold a lot of grudges, and they don't even know that they do. People hold grudges for years, and they forget that they don't know why they're holding it. It's a code, that's why. It's a code, right? In the exact same way that an application is downloaded on a smart device, right? It's a belief system is downloaded in a organ. The thoughts that we receive, these are downloads of information in the same way that we would download information, whether it's an application or downloading information. That's a PDF, a file, whatever, a GIF, whatever it might be. Right? So same thing with the thoughts, same thing with the mind, and the importance of letting go of that in which no longer serves you. Really letting go of that which no longer serves you. And entering the state of surrenderance, entering a state of complete and total surrenderance. You know, you understand that it's not so much about the exterior as because when you can focus and when you can allow yourself the time of day. I know life's crazy. Life is crazy. It's hard to catch 5 minutes, right? There's always something going on all the time. And it's beautiful. It's crazy beautiful. It's amazing. But very energy draining, energetically draining, right? So we got to make sure that we're replenishing ourselves properly, that we're eating right, that, you know, we are resting. We don't need as much sleep as most people think. There's a lot of different studies or, you know, belief systems when it comes to sleep patterns and how you center where you're dreaming and possibly, like, you know, exploring whatever's in your subconscious or alternate reality or whatever it might be. So, with that, I mean, it's the time. Now is the time. Got it? When I say today's show is about letting go, I'm saying it's about letting go of anything and everything that holds you back, being deliberate about understanding that it's there, right? It's an addiction, right? Same thing. Thoughts become addicting. I mean, the brain just immediately will start building a neural pathway when you change it or shift it, and it will build a larger neural pathway, like by the moment. Like, if you think of the same thing for like Abraham Hicks, for those of you out there that have heard of her, that's awesome. For those of you that haven't, check it out. Abraham Hicks, she's a wonderful, wonderful woman. The woman's name is Esther. She channels a collective group of it's a collective energy from the cosmos, and they're very loving, guiding energy, and it's they choose to be presented and called Abraham. So but regardless, these are valuable opportunities that we have. If there's one thing that I could possibly value your time with, it would be to remind yourself every single day that there is an opportunity for change in your favor, for your preference to for your reality to always be refractalized and augmented in whatever way it needs to serve you in the highest and greatest of ways, because that's what the game is. When you surrender, you attract. When you chase after something, you push away, right? Excuse me. Same concept as it's literally magnetism. So letting go. How do you know what to let go of? Like, say, okay, I'm gonna let go, and really I'm gonna let go of things. What is it? And heal myself and address all the potential programs that I have, that I've allowed myself to you know, believe in or subscribe to. I'm gonna just check in with that, make sure that those are in alignment with my moral and ethical values, right? And my core intuition, right? So that's what this is about, is tapping into what feels best for you, what resonates most, and what resonates most to share with, for, you know, in my heart to share with whoever's listening out there, is truly cherish what it is that you have. Focus on what you have. Give thanks for it like it's 24 karat gold. If you treat everything in your life like it is gold and precious and irreplaceable and beautiful and has meaning, if everything in your life has meaning and substance, you're creating a life of joy, happiness. You're filling in energetically this creative space that represents you, which is important. You need a space to express yourself. Whether it's a space in your mind, a space physically, well, physically you need a space too. I mean, there's no question, right? Of course, you need a space for yourself. But you got to know that you, at any moment, could, looking at some reoccurring belief systems that may not have always felt the best, following that intuition, instead of just kind of suppressing it, suppressing it, suppressing it, follow that intuition. Change it up. Change it up and see what happens. Okay? Just for fun. It's life. The game of life is a fully interactive game of life. And you have free will to do with it what you want to. At least that's what the outcomes, an infinite number of coexisting outcomes and potentials for the present, the past, and the future. And what you do in the present affects the future and affects the past. What you do in the present affects the past. Do you believe that? It's true. This is the way that the timeline works. You say, well, how do you know that? As Lao Tzu would say, I looked inside myself. that's true. Yeah, you see it. You find it in yourself. You find it. Everything you were looking for lies within you. Not only do you have the capability to fulfill it, but it is your birthright that you do. That's why you have the desire. That's why you gotta learn to let go, maybe sometimes, of something or someone or a situation or a thought pattern or whatever it might be. Let go. And just like practice, right? If you let go and you can practice a state of thinking. So for those of you that are not familiar, I highly suggest checking out the Tao Te Ching, right? Go on YouTube, T-A-O space T-E space C-H-I-N-G, Tao Te Ching. It sounds like a D, but it's actually a T. Just the way it's pronounced. So I really appreciate you guys sharing your time with me, for those of you out there. I love, more than anything, being able to have this platform. So blessed to share these ideas and concepts and potentials and interact with you guys. Once again, the email is divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. Email us there anytime. We will definitely be on top of getting back to you as timely as possible. So I really do appreciate it. Keep on coming. The other thing that I wanted to touch on today was the idea and the concept of numerical sequences, right? Okay, so yeah, for those of you out there, I'm sure everybody's heard of, you know, numerology and stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of different, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, it's, you know, it's a coincidence, and that's all well and good. But yes, it is. It is definitely a coincidence. It's synchronicity, right? And there's been a lot of people we've gotten, actually, on the Instagram at Divine Mind Tribe, we've gotten a lot of inquiries. This massive boost of inquiries that people have been asking a lot about numerology and numbers. They said they've been seeing number sequences, like 1111. That's a big one. That one's been going on for a while. 222, 111, 333, 444, 555, 6. That's right. Fox stops in 60 minutes. right. So yeah. It's pretty interesting, but not just the clock, other things. You guys have any ideas or thoughts on you know, your take of what that is? We'd love to hear that as well. So feel free to email. Personally, I think that it is guidance. Just too much. It happens too frequently for it not to be completely aligned with something higher and greater than that. Just this physical realm. There's definitely a non-physical fabric to this physical realm. Way more non-physical than physical, actually. On a molecular level, everything's, yeah, it's like 99.8% of everything is hollow, 0.2% of everything is matter. It's because it's all vibrating. And the hollowness represents the space in between the vibration between the molecules. So if everything is vibrating all the time, then that means that it can oscillate in its vibration. It can oscillate in its frequency. And if we talked about this before on the show as well. You actually change the molecular outcome of whatever it is you're observing. So by you just looking at it, you're changing the molecular outcome. You're changing the vibrational outcome of the person, place, or thing that you're looking at, or circumstance you may be thinking of, or whatever it is. You're literally modifying it. So be cautious. That's why your thoughts are everything. Why do you think everything is about taking your thoughts? What's a billboard? What's a commercial? What's a show? Everything is just a, like, yeah, it's fun. I love watching TV. We subscribe to a couple of things. I love watching fun shows with the family, with my family. It's so fun. The most fun ever. But there's a time for everything, right? There's a time for work. There's a time for sleep. There's a time for self-care and taking care of yourself first. So you can be the best for everybody else around you. It's very humble and healthy to put others before you. But when it comes to maintaining your well-being, you must put yourself first. And there's a balance there, right? It's not always you first or always someone else, right? It's letting go of it, thinking that, you know, you play this one role in life because you don't. You have to mix it up. Or you do if you want to, if you really want to stay fixed and concrete in that role, then go for it. That's beautiful. That's what you're crystallizing for yourself. And things are speeding up. Things are manifesting at rapid speed. A lot of science that's happening right now is quantum science. We've leaped light years in regards to our understanding of what is possible. And I just, my beautiful 3-year-old daughter just came up to the window and gave me a big smile. It's literally so precious. Hi, baby girl. Say hello to the world. So yeah, guys, it's about being a Jedi. We're all going to get through this together. You know, community of people that you surround yourself with that you can trust. Making sure that you just are prepared, especially for those of you that have families and stuff. For those of you that are prepared to just for, you know, a shift in the way we do things due to a potential and very probable economic collapse. But once again, that also falls into what you believe in, right? There's multiple outcomes for multiple different realities. So, you know, that's a whole other show in and of itself. And we've talked about it many, many times. If you guys are aware, if you're not, you can check out some of the previous shows. We've talked quite a bit about that, but this is your time. You know, this is your time. This is your time to recalibrate. Although things are still going, it's not like things are on pause. If anything, they could be even a little bit more stressful, even a little bit more difficult than they have been, because now you've acclimated to a situation that maybe you would have preferred another, as opposed to being acclimated to another situation. Whatever the core of it might be, there is You know, there is absolute purpose for you being here on this planet right now, and that is to have human experience and stay as positive as you possibly can. Let go of the little things. Do not. Do your best. Do your best to just literally just like let it go. There's no stress. There's nothing that's worth your stress. There's nothing that is valuable enough to bring you to a state of discomfort unless somebody is in this, it truly, actually, unless there's something, unless there's a situation that needs to be handled, right? That's one thing. Like, for example, sure, you get in like a fender bender. That's a situation that needs to be handled and addressed. Currently, in that moment, you know, you might have a little shock, and you know, these things happen, right? But when it comes to massive shifts in life that are out of your control, it feel like, you know, there's something that needs to be taken care of. Like, oh, you just gotta make sure that number one, the loved ones, the family, the whole tribe, you know, everybody is taken care of, safe and happy and healthy and wealthy and prospering in their own ways and self-sufficient. This episode of Letting Go is really also about practicing self-sufficiency. That's a great way to let go of, you know, older pragmatic ways of approaching even like eating food, right? Or all this stuff. Critical, because I do some of it. I don't. I'm so excited to see in divine time how everything and how beautiful everything turns out. Because that would be really, really, really cool to be 100% fully sustainable. That would be amazing, right? To be totally, totally off grid, fully sustainable, living off the land, but Punta Mona in Costa Rica, this little village. It's really cool, and it's this one dude, and he went to Costa Rica, and he saw some kids. They got sprayed by like a banana crop duster or whatever, or sprayer, and he wanted to help, and he just got involved, and he ended up buying this land, and he built. I mean, it's just absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, it's really cool. So, Punta Mona in Costa Rica, if you want to look that up, or you can look at it's called an eco village. They call it an eco village, right? See, these are things that are massive shifts in ways of thinking. Right now, I'm not necessarily saying that everybody everybody needs their privacy. Everybody needs their space. Everybody needs their own sacred space and their own family space. You know, but it's important to develop a community-like energy with the people that you share, you know, space with in your, whether you live in an apartment or a condo or home, your neighbors. At the top of a cul-de-sac, it doesn't matter. Let's, you know, overlooking the beach or overlooking the desert. It doesn't matter. It's really good to know the people that are, you know, sharing space with you. And now is the time to open your heart, open your mind. You know, there's been a lot of energy being processed right now. So much, so much. So many people are going through so many things. And, you know, that's also what Divine Mind Tribe is here for. Like I said, divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. You know, always email there. But change is fun. That's another aspect of this. Change is fun. Learn to embrace the change. That's a biggie. That's a biggie. Learn to embrace the change. A lot of people fear change. I don't blame them. I fear change sometimes. Yes, depending on what it is. But I know that there's something great. I know that there's something great on the other side of it. So I just let go. Focus on what it is that I do want to experience. Act as if I already am experiencing it. And then it starts to materialize in my life. And that's anybody that understands these basic fundamental laws of attraction, laws of magnetism, basic fundamental laws of this universe, right? In the same way that we have the law of gravity, we do have the law of attraction. We do have these laws of magnetism that we work with. Everything is proven. You know, we've been able to prove everything oscillates through vibration, and vibration creates energy, and through energy, it is multidimensional and multifaceted, infinite, and ever expanding. So, you know, with that, you are the whole. Creator and creation are one. Everything is within you. All past, present, future, it is accessible within your consciousness. It lives within you. It is you. You are the birds, the bees, the mountains, the trees. When your consciousness vibrates at the speed of light. And that's what Bashar says. Those of you out there that don't know who Bashar is, check him out. B-A-S-H-A-R. B as in boy. B-A-S-H-A-R. He channels a seventh dimensional extraterrestrial being from it's the Sasani X. So I know it might sound really silly for those of you that haven't heard these terms before and stuff, but this is real stuff, guys. You know, they're talking about extraterrestrial. They're talking about galactic beings in the news and stuff, like about, you know, political figures knowing that we work with, you know, other galactic figures and stuff like that. So, you know, we got to let go of these old belief systems where we think, you know, that these things don't necessarily exist or don't necessarily, you know, live among us, or, you know, and we shouldn't at the same time, it's could react. However, you know, but all that's being monitored and stuff. It's just, you know, our world is changing. Our world is changing. We are about to have some really powerful and profound times ahead. And it's really exciting and fun. If you choose to make it exciting and fun, if you choose to make it scary and, not exciting, then that's exactly what you're going to get back. So just make it exciting and fun. Do what you need to do to feel safe and protected, and always ask your angels for guidance. I'm always asking the angels for guidance. Always on the angel game. I'll tell you that. That's fine. Always on the angel game. thank you. You know, thanking them for anything and everything. Because why not? Because they're amazing. Because, oh, you guys ever had an experience you want to share with an angelic being, or a light being, or an extraterrestrial being, whatever, galactic family? Right? Yeah, they're not as extra as we think. They're not as extraterrestrial as we were brought up to think. You know what I mean? Like, it's pretty galactic, what's going on. Pretty galactic. So let go of your old belief systems. Things are changing, and it's a roller coaster. So you better hold on to your seat. But they're changing in the way that you focus on how they change. So it comes down to, once again, there are an infinite number of parallel realities. Your thoughts vibrate at a specific frequency. Those frequencies collectively allow you the ability to perceive through multiple holograms of geometrical fragments, what we call human experience. Now, the human experience is essentially like your consciousness putting on a suit and diving into this density, this realm, right? For the sake of soul growth and fun. So we're here at this time. We dove in at this time. Let's have a blast while we're here. Let's have a good time. That's what life is all about. And I think that is kind of what this whole quarantine has taught me personally. Is life is really just about enjoying every single aspect that it has to offer. If you want to be happy, there are more things out there to make you happy. You know, it's just a matter of pushing through those old walls, getting through those old neural pathways, understanding that it is in your head. When you understand it's in your head, then you can start to take a little bit of control. When you understand it, you have control over it, then you can start realizing that you have a little control over it, right? It's the paradox. When you can understand, oh, wait, I do control that, then you can start training yourself into believing that you actually do control what you experience through what you focus on. And when you do that, then you can start seeing the profound synchronicities. And then you just start having fun. And then you just start focusing on things that bring joy. And then they pop in life. You don't even question it. You just know. It's done. That's done. You just got to let it go. And you got to, and even if it doesn't happen, that's fine too. There's no emotional attachment, because it's the emotional attachment which keeps it from flowing in so effortlessly. It doesn't matter. Would it be awesome if it came? Yes. Am I going to cry or be emotionally affected if it doesn't? No. That's the spot that you want to, you know, that's the spot to create. That's where you can create. Because when you let go, it comes, that's it, done. Period, end of report. When you let go, it just flows. When you let go, it just flows. facet of anything in life, whether it's relationships with everything, relationships with people, whatever people, in whatever relationships with wealth and freedom and money and abundance, relationships with family, relationships with different types of weather preferences, right? And we all have relationships with everything. So some people like snow, some people like the sun, some people like a place where you can find in between. And it doesn't matter. So choose wisely. It doesn't matter to anybody but you what you are choosing to focus. Well, it does matter to other people, because if there's any ill intent at all, and that's magnet, you know, full circle, back to you in that moment. But if you have, once again, just very simply understood the importance of letting go, understood the importance of just knowing that everything is in fine right action, even the sirens in the background, and with everything being in fine right action, we are going to come to a close with today's show, since we have got a few minutes left. But, you know, I really think that everything that needed to be expressed was expressed.
And I don't want to be too redundant. So I'm going to close a couple minutes early here, and I'm going to say, you know, you guys are awesome. The world is in crazy. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to look at yourself. It's encouraged. Thank you for having the courage to look inside yourself. That's extremely powerful. So you are loved. You're loved beyond measure. Really, you really are, by forces outside of our current understanding. Or maybe not. Maybe you do understand. All right, guys. Thank you. We're going to wrap up a couple minutes early today. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Remember to deliberately choose to let go of that which does not cater to the things that bring you happiness and joy into your life. If you can learn to do that, if you can learn to even start to practice to do that a little bit, you will live a very, very happy, healthy, abundant, and joyful life. This is a promise. If you're good to yourself, if you're great to yourself, and great to others, you will live a great life. If you understand how great you are, and from where you came from, the infinite vast realm of everything, you are the cosmos, you are the entire universe expressing itself in one fractal. You know how the hand has five fingers? In the same way that each finger is important and necessary, the hand is the extensions of the all. So within us contains the all. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Make sure to check us out on Instagram at Divine Mind Tribe. And always feel free to email us at divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. We'll talk to you soon, guys. See you next Sunday. Thank you so much. All the love. Peace.